For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Anyone who has ever moved knows about the stress and work involved in getting everything packed up and shipped somewhere else. Now imagine moving an entire hospital from one side of a town to another. That's what's been happening in Owensboro and will continue this week as the Owensboro Health Regional Hospital officially opens its new facility on Pleasant Valley Road. Owensboro Health spokesman Gordon Wilkerson talked to us about what's happening this week and how patients will be impacted.
Most of what is happening this week involves communication with patients, identifying patients who will still be in the hospital on Saturday morning and will need to be moved to the new facility. And what we're doing, we're working very closely with their family members to ensure that they have one family member present on move day to assist them. We're asking that no other family members or people from the community visit on June 1st. We are going to be moving, we think, between 150 and 175 patients that day.
Gordon, what specific improvements will this new hospital bring to the community that you serve in terms of patient care, technology programs, et cetera?
I think one of the key things that we're going to be able to offer patients now is more time with their caregivers. An example of that is our nursing function. Right now, all of our nurses work from a central hub or a central nurses station on each floor. And when we move to the new hospital on June 1st, there will be a small alcove outside each patient's room where a nurse can do her work and still see the patient through a window with blinds. So the patient will have the nurse nearby much more than the patient does now. We've also got the patient rooms are about one-third larger than the current hospital, which allows more room for family members to stay with the patient.
How much did this new hospital cost, and where did the funding for that come from?
The price for the new hospital is $385 million, and the funding for the new hospital came through a bond issue that we issued in 2010.
Gordon, do the costs associated with the new hospital in any way impact the costs that patients will pay for any care that they receive from Owensboro Health Regional Hospital?
They will not. Our charges at the hospital are some of the lowest actually in the state or the region as compared recently in the news. You may have seen that study that was published by several major media outlets where they actually gathered charges from hospitals all over the country using Medicare data, and ours were some of the lowest in this region.
Gordon, I understand that the new Owensboro Health Regional Hospital will implement something called point-of-service payments, and I understand that that's something new. Can you describe what that is?
When the hospital opens on Saturday and a patient is admitted, we'll ask the patient whether they want to provide a portion of the payment, the copay, coinsurance, or deductible at the time of service, and that will help the patient get a head start on their hospital bill and also take advantage of some early payment discounts that we offer. If patients pay their hospital bills early, we offer some discounts for that. So we're going to change that process when we move. That will be an option offered to patients.
Will anybody be denied care if they can't provide some form of upfront payment immediately?
No. Owensboro Health provides care to everyone regardless of ability to pay.
That's Owensboro Health spokesman Gordon Wilkerson talking to WKU Public Radio about this Saturday's opening of the new Owensboro Health Regional Hospital. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.